"Yes," he said suddenly, putting his tea down on Lupin's desk. "You know that day we fought the boggart?"
"Yes," said Lupin slowly.
"Why didn't you let me fight it?" said Harry abruptly.
Lupin raised his eyebrows.
"I would have thought that was obvious, Harry," he said, sounding surprised. Harry, who had expected Lupin to deny that he had done any such thing, was taken aback.
"Why?" he said again.
"Well," said Lupin, frowning slightly, "I assume that if the boggart faced you, it would assume the shape of Lord Voldemort."
Harry stared. Not only was this the last answer he had expected, but Lupin had said Voldemort's name. The only person Harry had ever heard say the name aloud, apart from himself, was Professor Dumbledore.
"Clearly I was wrong," said Lupin, still frowning at Harry. "But I didn't think it a good idea for Lord Voldemort to materialize in the staff room. I imagined that people would panic."
"I did think of Voldemort first," said Harry, honestly. "But then I remembered those Dementors."
"I see," said Lupin thoughtfully.
Well, I'm impressed."
He smiled slightly at the look of surprise on Harry's face.